Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Okay, welcome back to God Invention Radio, segment four. We have Nick Cunningham from China to West, chinatowest.com. He is a manufacturer's sourcing consultant. Am I right? And you're go ahead, Nick. Tell us what you are.
Engineering and manufacturing consultancy.
Engineering and manufacturing. Super. And they have an office in San Francisco and in China as well, right?
Right. And in the UK.
And in the UK. All right. Good stuff. So we've learned a lot going to China and getting through the process of interviewing them and finding factories and finding websites. And we're definitely squeezing as much as we can into this show, and we appreciate you being on the show. Let's kind of get into what tooling is and amortizing cost into the price of tooling and its expected minimums. I'm an inventor, Nick, and I'm getting out there. Just give me the basics. Let me know what I need to do and understand what I'm getting into.
Well, the factory is going to MOQ obviously means minimum order quantity. Every factory is going to have an MOQ to a certain extent because of the cost that it requires to, when you set up a production line, when you set up tooling onto a machine, you need to run that, you know, machine on that production line for a certain amount of time in order to, you know, to make it efficient. And therefore, that's where the MOQ comes from. I mean, I highly recommend when it comes to tooling that you purchase the tooling yourself and that you ensure you have a good tooling contract, that the tooling belongs to you. And there are ways of doing that. Well, I don't have time, obviously, in this show to tell you how to do that, but there are ways of doing that to ensure that you own that tooling. If things go wrong with the manufacturer, that you have caveat clauses where you can remove that tooling and put it somewhere else. And that's very important because, you know, things do go wrong in manufacturing and relationships don't unfortunately last. And you may need to pick up and move that tooling.
Right. Here's a quick... Go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
No, you carry on.
Well, I have a question from a listener that I don't think we addressed. So this gentleman says, Steve says, Nick, how does the new customer who is just starting off as an OEM with a Chinese factory get assurance that the quality delivered in quantity will be the same as the sample order received? And if you could just define what OEM is to our listeners.
Okay, OEM is original equipment manufacturing, and that would be what most of your listeners will be producing or innovating. It's a new idea.
Okay.
It's a brand new product is basically what it means, something that's never been made before. So that's an OEM product. How do they ensure that it's the same as the quality supplied? With difficulty. And that you need a very good purchase contract for that. And obviously that's what we do. We ensure that all the specifications that are on that of what you require are in that contract or is annexes to that contract. So you will have an annex A, for example, will be the drawings with the tolerances shown, the critical tolerances. Annex B may be the material spec that's required, and also in ordering the factory to provide a lab test with the material that's shown. The next annex may well be a quality document showing exactly what is a major fail, what's a minor fail. You will have, and this could be, it should be down to actual pictures of the product with, let's say, you know, a little mark on it showing what's acceptable and what's not. It's quite in-depth.
And yeah, there's a lot of variables.
There's a lot to it. If you're not doing that, then you are opening yourself up to problems. You may not have the problems, but that's not a very good way of going about business. And I say, you know, assumption is the mother of all evils. Don't leave anything to chance. Make sure that everything is written down, signed for. A little tip that I have is to get, if your listeners go to China with the sample that they've had made and they want it made the same, make sure they've got two of them. Yeah, that's how they want it made. Get the factory boss to sign both of them. Yeah, and put one and say, right, here's the one. That's why I want it made. You've just signed it. Here's the one. You've got the other one that you've signed. I'm taking that away with me. And when I come back in a month or so's time to see my production, I want it looking the same.
Okay.
That's a simple way of doing it. But obviously, you know, legally wise, that works in terms of making him feel bad. but legally you probably want to have your ducks in a row as well.
Right, or I give the prototypes to somebody like you, and you do it for me, and you get the signatures for me, so I don't have to go to China.
Exactly. We do all the purchase contracts with all the annexes, as I've kind of outlined, and we do all that for you. That's exactly right.
Okay. So with barcoding and that, I think that's part a lot of the logistics of and the process of once you produce the product. I don't know if you can kind of just really in a nutshell talk about the contracts and which we kind of touched on, but how do I pay? How does the payment arrangement work? I mean, we have U.S. currency, they have the Chinese currency. What do you do?
Yeah, typically you can pay with U.S. dollars, and it would be a bank transfer. It's the way the Chinese normally do business. A 30% deposit up front for the production side of it, with a 70% deposit prior to shipping. That is the very standard way. Sometimes it can be 40%, sometimes 50% deposit. Obviously, you need to negotiate as the best terms that you can. Going down the line, you can start to talk about credit terms with a supplier, and if they're comfortable with you, then they may, you know, decide to offer those terms to you, net 30, 60. It's all possible. Just depends on how comfortable they are and the kind of level of the business you're giving them and how much you're driving them, whether they feel the risk of you leaving them and going to someone else who does offer better terms. At standard business procedure, there's also, you can do LCs with a supplier. I would say that's probably not worth doing unless you're talking very large sums of money because of the complications and the cost of actually doing an LC in the first place. But it's also, that is also possible.
Okay. Nick, the thing is also, this will probably be the last question, and then I'd like you to kind of sum it all up for us and share an experience or two with us. One more quick question, which an inventor sent over to me, and it was something on our list. So what if I order something and I get it and it's poor quality and not what I expected? How do I protect myself?
Well, if you've already got it,
yep.
You've already received,
yep.
You've received it, well, that's a problem. That would be the same as if you were dealing with a U.S. manufacturer and didn't have a proper legal contract with them.
Okay.
What are you going to do? They're going to just put their hand and say, well, you know. You didn't tell me what you're supposed to make. So.
Right. So the legal contracts are binding, whether it's in the U.S. or U.S. to China. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. It is legally binding. And if you have that contract with a Chinese manufacturer, you can take them to court in China. And actually, things are getting much better here. Even in the time that I've come here, the legal system here, it works in the same way as it works in the U.S. It's not free, and it's not easy, it's not simple as it is in the U.S., but it's there. It's there
Good
to
stuff.
Protect people.
Good stuff. All right, Nick, so tell us what you're working on and just kind of give us some final words. We have about a minute and change left of the show. What are you up to? Let's hear it.
Well, we've probably got about 200 different projects ongoing at any one time. I'm particularly excited. There's a company out of British Columbia called Marvel, who've invented a fantastic product called the Lita Loop. Your listeners can go and have a look at that if they're interested. www.litaloop.com.
Okay.
And the Lita spelt either US or UK spelling. They can have a look at that. And it's really interesting. It's a great product. It's for it's for lubricating oils. Really cool way of putting that from the can into the car or boat or whatever you're doing without spilling it anywhere, and also then without any spillage after you've used it. So
nice.
it forms a loop once you've done it. Again, your listeners can go and have a look on that.
Excellent.
So I've been really excited about working. These guys, they've got a lot of inventions. They're coming over to spend some time with us in China for the next few months to a year.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's about it for the show, Nick. That was some great information, all in as much as we can squeeze into the show. And the listeners, thank you, and I thank you. We appreciate having you, Nick.
You're welcome, Brian. Great to chat.
You too. That was Nick Cunningham from China to West on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Thank you very much, everybody, and stay tuned and listen next week. Have a great night.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.